It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and
the dude that just got fired,
WikiLeaks,
yeah,
raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive, and so we overcame a lot
of
the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else.
False as in erasing your emails?
Who, you know, doesn't work for me. He's an independent analyst.
Destroying all the evidence.
To be very reliable.
Conning voters.
You know, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president.
Oh, yeah?
And it wasn't. It was on October 28th.
If the Super Bowl ended at halftime, the Falcons would have won. What's
going on around that?
If the Super Bowl ended on the third quarter, the Falcons would have won.
An hour or two of the Hollywood access tape being made public, the Russian theft of John Podesta's emails hit WikiLeaks.
The Russians are coming.
What a coincidence. So, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. So
you really can.
I think
mistakes?
So.
Of course we did. Did I make mistakes? Oh my gosh, yes. You know, you'll read my confession and my
Hardy
request
har, har,
for absolution.
Har, har.
Who's attending this?
But the reason
this?
Why I
cronies
we lost were the intervening events in the last 10 days. And I think you can see I was leading in the early vote. I had a very strong...
It's a race.
Our polling.
Back and forth.
And data analysis, but a very strong...
you can't let up.
...assessment going on across the country about where I was in terms of, you know, the necessary both votes and electoral votes.
It sounds like a bunch of excuses to me. What do you think about that, President Trump?
How am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right?
Welcome to our show, where we talk about sports, politics, and anything else worthy enough of our attention. Whether you're listening to us at work, your car, or at home, we welcome you. Make sure to subscribe and download us on Podomatic to keep up with, what is it, once every 3 months episodes, Rich? Anyways, I'm your host of Mars, and here... I'm here with the most politically correct co-host, Rich. Rich, how you doing, dog?
We're back. We're back live.
Yeah. And with some sweet ass... Hey, let's just listen to this. Every time I just hear that, any type of WWF theme music...
WWE.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jericho. Monday Night Raw. Oh yeah, episode 10.
Good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's been quite a while, my friend. When's the last time we created an episode?
We had about 50 fans when we were airing. Now we're back to zero.
We gotta start climbing again. And what better way to do it than today is May 12th. Friday. We're here on a Friday. I think this is our first Friday episode. What is it? What do you think?
Let's put it this way. We were told that the world was going to crumble under Trump's ruling. We were going to be in chaos. The streets were going to run with blood or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Everything seems to be pretty fine to me if you want to judge things.
I'm still here.
My life hasn't changed one bit, to be honest.
I have Medicaid or Medicare healthcare. I still have it. I work for a school district. I still have my job. What else were they threatening that was going to happen? World War III.
World War III was supposed to happen,
Didn't happen.
It hasn't happened yet.
We're still here, technically.
We're on the brink of it, though.
Really?
Although I do see a civil war coming soon.
Ooh.
A civil war probably will happen sooner than World War III, maybe, to be honest.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because currently I'm studying American history. And in American history, I feel like it's such a soap opera, because I, you know, I've been reading and studying it since the beginning of the colonies. And, you know, the first colony was Jamestown, Virginia in 1607. See, I can remember dates.
See.
And, you know, it was like a soap opera. You see these colonies coming over here, then they fight for independence. They create the Constitution. And then when they go into civil war, I was just like, you know, I never gave a shit about the Civil War as a kid. But getting, I have to know
it's
this stuff.
Now.
It really got very interesting, because this is kind of similar to what's going on right now. Well, you know, the biggest issue creating the Civil War was slavery. You know, we don't have slavery. We don't have an issue.
Depends
with that.
On depending on who you ask.
Oh, yeah. I think people think that we're in some sort of system, which, yeah, it's true. We're in a system that, you know, where there's people on top of us, then there's people underneath them, and then there's us, and we're the ones that are paying taxes. But, I mean, what other system would you want to live in? That's my question.
Sharia law.
I don't want to live in Sharia law. I don't want to get pelt with pebbles. I don't want to live in a commune.
You don't want your hand cut off?
I don't want my hand cut off. I don't want to work hella hard while the guy next to me doesn't work hard and he gets paid the same amount as me. I don't want communism either. Hmm. And I certainly don't want anarchy. I don't want it.
Which is kind of what we're facing now.
Why would you want anarchy? I can't defend myself. I can't even buy a gun anymore.
Well, that's kind of, I don't know. You can buy a gun if you want. I mean, Trump's basically protecting our rights to own guns and stuff.
I think that's
what Hillary was
trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get rid of them so it will be easier to conquer, right?
I
think that's the whole thing.
You got a point there.
Yeah.
I like how everybody, like stupid bitches like Whoopi Goldberg and all those fucking dumb fucks on The View,
saying about Whoopi?
Those dumbass fucking broads. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, they're saying how Trump's going to organize a coup or whatever against the government. Uh-huh. But, like, a coup? Is that how you say it? Coup?
I think
coup?
It's a coup.
A coup. It's a spelled coup. Like coup, but I think you it's say it like coup. Coup.
You're going to try to
You're going
to
overthrow the government, right? And
so Trump's going to overthrow himself.
But he's already exactly. He's already in charge of the government. He's the president. You don't run a coup on yourself. It's like this is the mindset that we live in today. These stupid fucking libtards on the left. And you know, I'm not even a fucking I'm not a Republican. I would like to say I'm like in the middle, although I did support Trump this year. But, I mean, these fucking idiots on the left, dude, they're just fucking outright ridiculous in their mindsets.
Okay, first of all, I can't believe you brought up Whoopi Goldberg on the show. I haven't heard.
Dumb bitch.
I didn't even know she did anything still. Second of all.
How is she even on The View?
My second question is, you watch The View?
No, just clips when they say something outrageous. Like, I'm watching something, and then they'll be like, oh, you know, libtards, or not necessarily, the left, you know, foaming at the mouth, saying outrageous shit, and then they play clips from their show, and they're saying, yeah, Trump's trying to organize a coup. It's like, get real. Get the fuck out of here. This is unbelievable, and it's like...
Hey, so, like, in The View, I'm going to ask a question here. So, like, would I be able to go to The View and be an audience member, or is it just women only?
That's a good question. I don't know how that works. I don't know what your credentials have to be an audience member.
Hey,
but it seems like everybody's on the same page, whoever sits in that audience.
I thought on The View, there's always, like, that fourth Republican woman. And then everyone makes fun of her because her views are to the right, but they make her sound crazy because her views are just to the right.
I don't know. I don't watch it, but I know that I think Bill Maher does that. He'll have like a panel, and he'll have like one crazy Republican, and I think Ann Coulter was on there one night.
Yeah, and she was the one that backed up and said that Trump was going to win.
Yeah, and then the crowd laughed at her.
They laughed at her like she was an idiot, and he won.
Yeah.
Bringing up, what's her name, Coulter?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter, she was going to speak in Berkeley.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And what was that, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? And it got canceled because it was going to be violence.
Yeah, so-called nation of free speech out in Berkeley. Yet when people try to speak, they shut it down at all costs, and they call us fascism, or they call the Republican Party fascism. That's the definition of fascism, you fucking idiots. It's just so mind... Like, I don't even give a fuck anymore. It's just so mind-boggling how people think on that side of the field. And you recently said that one of our close friends wanted to come on here and debate me on his views. Like, I'm not even a fucking Republican, but if you want to come on here and make yourself look like a jackass, by all means... Well, come on here and say what you gotta say, because I guarantee you it'll laugh you right out of this fucking room.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because Herbon, he considers himself a liberal.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
When we were driving up snowboarding, he's my snowboarding partner. He said that a lot of he does not agree with a lot of the left. And he was actually kind of like not turning his back, but just questioning everything that the left is doing. He says that he feels ashamed that the left is doing this because they're being hypocrites.
Oh, see, now that I hear that side,
see, he's
now
being like
it kind of makes more sense. When you first brought it up, he was like, "Oh, he wants to come on here and debate you." It's like, "Oh, fuck." Well, dude, I'm not even a fucking Republican. What the fuck am I going to fucking defend this party for? I mean, these guys got problems too, you know? They came in, they have the fucking House, the Senate, and the White House, and yet they still can't come together and fucking pass legislation through. They got their own fucking problems.
You're speaking about the Republicans, right?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like they're hating on Trump. They don't even want to support him.
Yeah, it's like, imagine if the Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the White House.
They did.
They'd be like a well-oiled machine.
No, they did. In Obama's first term, they did have the House and everything.
Term,
that's why they all passed the stimulus bill and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was so easily passed because everyone just agreed on it.
Yeah, like these guys can't agree on shit.
Well, you know, I honestly, when Mitt Romney ran and he lost, he was the last guy to run, right?
Yeah.
Before Trump for president. I honestly thought the Republican Party, I asked myself, they're done. They're doomed. How are they ever going to put a president back in the United States again? Because they just look completely terrible. Trump comes in, pulls a Tom Brady and Patriots, and wins in the fucking fourth quarter. Was that an overtime? Hey,
remember that analogy I kept saying during that summer? Like, okay, Trump's down. It's like 14-34. He's running the ball. He's coming back.
You were saying that. Not only did you say that, but you said that, and we have that recorded.
Oh.
I'm sure you said it on the air.
Yeah,
I know you said it to like you, that was a bold prediction. My bold prediction that we caught on recording was that I said Kaepernick's career is over, and I am right. I watched the rise and fall of Colin Kaepernick, and he still has not yet.
You call that?
No one has called him yet.
You called that.
I called that, and we have it. We have that recorded
he
on air.
He has yet to find a job.
I'm sure that's on episode 3 or
that's
2.
Out,
or
that's on episode
like that.
1.
Jackass piece of shit.
Wow.
Oh, I'd like to see him find a job. Now, didn't you say something that... didn't you say that he doesn't want to kneel anymore just so he could get a job?
Yeah, he said he's not going to kneel anymore and bullshit like that. I heard a rumor, though, that they were saying how this was on 95.7, the game. What do they fuck know about Cowboy football? But they were saying how the Cowboys should sign him as a backup.
I actually heard that rumor.
You did hear that? So
I actually heard that, but it's a rumor.
But it's
course.
Like, how would that even fly in, like, seeing as how Dallas, they're like pro-military, pro-police, like how would that even fly? Like I can't see that at all.
No, I would think if you did sign Colin Kaepernick as a backup to Dak Prescott, you'd be like, hey, all right, you know, we're going to hire you, but we can't be having this. We're in the heart of Texas.
Yeah.
We're America's team. You can't be kneeling, bro. or else you're gone. But you know what? I wouldn't mind having Colin Kaepernick as a backup. I would rather have him. I don't know, man. Yeah, I think I'll be fine with Kellen Moore.
You know what? I think I wouldn't mind seeing just some old veteran back there just to keep Dak just on the, you know, on the right path, you know, just give me a, like, an old school veteran that can't get on the field but could, you know, give him some good advice.
I'd rather take Down syndrome looking Kellen Moore than Colin Kaepernick.
When you put it that way, I think I would rather have Colin Kaepernick. Kellen Moore's a piece of shit. You haven't been good since, like, what, Boise State?
I bet he's better than Mark Sanchez.
I don't know.
Anyways, here on our show, you know, we've been brainstorming. Now, to tell you the truth, we have been sitting on our asses for the last, what, 5 months? But we have come up with a new segment, and it goes a little bit something like this. And now it's time for our show's
Juicy Segment.
Yeah, all right. It is time for our juicy segment. So could you explain to the folks what the juicy segment's all about, Reg?
Ooh, what is this, like the hottest topic in the news, celebrities?
You know, I asked you because I don't know. But I think it has something to do with, like, okay, well, let me
it's a juicy topic.
I'm gonna talk to you and you tell me if it's juicy or
not. Okay.
Alright, yeah.
Alright,
okay.
Talk to me.
Juicy segment.
Yeah. Alright. So yeah, I'm gonna see if this is juicy, okay? You tell me if it's juicy or not.
Tell me if this is juicy.
Right. So Lamar Odom.
Okay.
Okay.
I haven't heard his name since he was in the hospital.
Yeah. Right? He had a heart attack or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Dirty bastard. Lamar Odom claims that he broke up with Khloe Kardashian due to her pussy smelling like earring bags.
Did he really say that?
He said that. Per my sources.
Her pussy smell like what?
He didn't say that exactly like that, but he said that down there it smells like earring backs.
Earring backs?
Earring backs.
What the fuck is that?
So, as the audience doesn't know, I got my ears pierced in February.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got my ears pierced. So, I asked my dear sister because she's... See? I asked my dear sister because she's had her ears pierced since she was a baby.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I was like, do the backs of earrings smell? She's all, if you don't wash them...
It develops that crust.
It makes a crust and it smells.
Ew.
Yeah. So, according to Lamar Odom, he dumped Khloe Kardashian because it smells like earring backs down there.
Oh, isn't a pussy supposed to smell kind of funky?
I don't know what pussy you've been fucking.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's got like a unique smell and it's got a unique smell
to
it.
Man. I've been really lucky. I'm not just talking out of my ass, but the lovers that I've had. Can I call them lovers or does it sound weird? The lovers that I've had?
Lovers.
Or should I, what's another word to say, like, girls that I've had sex with? What's another cool way of saying it?
That's appropriate.
The lovers?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that.
Can we swing it?
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
All right. So, the lovers that I've had. I can't even keep a straight face saying that. Their vaginas tasted just fine and they didn't smell like anything to
You've
me.
Never had a bad,
you know,
experience because I've had.
Well, you know, with my ex, one of my exes, she would always shower before we did it. Or before we went out, and we knew we were going to do it later on that night.
Yeah.
So never. But there was a couple of times where she worked in San Francisco, and I would pick her up at the train station, and we'd just start making out, and we'd end up doing it in the back of the car. And she would say stuff like, oh, well, let me take a shower first. And I was like, "Nah, come on, like I'm ready to go. I can't wait. Just go back there. I'll take one for the team." And when I did, I didn't go down on her, but when we did it,
it has a smell.
It was like kind of like a
you don't
body,
mind it.
A body odory smell.
Yeah,
but that was only because she didn't shower that day, so it was her pussy and asshole is like drenched in shit and piss.
Yeah. But you kind of don't mind it because you're already together and it's cool.
Yeah, you know, and she's pretty hot.
Yeah,
you know, so it was, you know, it smells, but like if. Like, see, like, Herbon, the guy that we brought up earlier, he said that he had a girlfriend that had a stinky vagina, but it was a medical problem. It was so bad that she had to go to the doctors to get special pills so her vagina wouldn't smell anymore.
That sounds like a bad diet, to be honest.
Well, after she started taking those pills, her vagina didn't stink anymore. Herbon said that it smelled so bad, sometimes he just had to stop because it smelled like rotting flesh. Ugh. Or like some sort of like fish animal.
I've been with a chick where, you know how like if you leave a towel that's wet for like the next a few days and it develops that weird fishy smell, like it's like a nasty like rotten smell.
That's how
it would smell. And it would smell like that all the time. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I know you just showered, but and you still smell like this.
Yuck.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like a like an STD. Or so you're always supposed to do like the sniff test, right? How like you if you're gonna have sex with a chick, like you finger her a little bit and then you smell your finger to see if everything smells good. And if your finger doesn't smell like shit, then you know you're it's clean.
Well, you know, I never. I just kind of dove in there sometimes.
You just take a swipe with your finger and then smell your finger.
Well, you know. Okay. So to add to that, you know, I think usually in all of my sexual encounters, I'm pretty intoxicated. But, you know, so I would just dive in there not even thinking twice, just like a regular drunk
smell
would.
Anyway.
Yeah, I probably don't even smell it because I'm near blacking out stage. but to all these audience members and to you, I have not drank any alcohol in exactly 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's
very honorable.
It's actually a little boring.
You smoke plenty of weed.
Hey, you weren't supposed to say that to the audience, asshole.
And by the way, I'm like 4 beers deep, and I already got to take a piss.
You know, I'm kind of jealous because I've been especially when the weather gets a little warm. like last week, it was like 91 degrees. I really wanted to open up a 6-pack of Bud Light Limes. Oh, wow. Man, that sounded so goddamn good to me that day. It just, wow. Anyways, back to Chloe's stinky puss. Is that juicy news? Or does that qualify as juicy news?
That was juicy.
That was juicy. So
that was juicy.
When we find something juicy, we do this.
Juicy.
That was
juicy.
Yeah, that was a little juicy. So,
juicy.
Juicy is something like it's kind of negative and it's just drama, and it's rumors. I think that's what classifies.
It's like a slice juicy of juicy puss,
or in this case, stinky puss. All right. So, do you have anything to add? Do you have anything juicy? Let's see if you could have something in the ballpark here, buddy.
Huh. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, I'm listening, sir.
What kind of porn do you watch?
I guess it depends on I guess it depends on what mood I'm in. You know, sometimes I just could watch Ace Akira for a month.
Uh-huh.
Then 1 month I'm watching Jaden James. But in these segments of months, like I'll be like really into Ace Akira getting missionary. And then there'll be a week where I just watch her just getting doggy styled.
Huh.
And then I watch like a week where I just see her get pounded by a 12-inch black cock.
You have like a specific category? I mean, you know she's like Asian, but
sometimes I get really, really disgusting and I watch like Bukkake. Are you into bukkake?
Do
you know what bukkake is?
Was it like a big cum bath?
Yeah, like I see the, I seen this one where a Japanese news reporter is trying to do the news, and there's just a bunch of Japanese guys blowing their load on top of her, and after an hour, she's just completely like glazed.
I like Japanese porn when it's not censored, and the reason why I like it is because they always end in a cream pie.
Always, right?
I feel like every porn should end in a cream pie.
Really?
To be honest with you. Like, I can't watch porn when there's a condom on. And I almost can't watch it now if there's not a cream pie in it. But that's hard to find. Like, it's like, that's like Japanese style. But more porn should end in a cream pie, I think.
That's funny because I was thinking the other day that I don't like it when porn ends in cream pie. And I am not kidding. I had that thought last week. And it's because I want to watch a porn that's most similar to my experiences.
Yeah.
And I don't cream pie because I don't want a baby. So I pull out. So I watch porn where they pull out similarly to what I do. Mm. Like, especially like when he's finishing on her stomach or something. That's something I do. So that makes me like, I'm like, oh, that's hot because I do that. So when I see cream pies, I'm like, oh, well, I don't do that. So I don't like watching cream pies.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that last week.
And I don't know if my taste has changed recently.
Your taste?
I've been actually digging more of the stepmom, stepsister scenario. Whoa. Where like the stepmom is like training the stepdaughter how to give like a blowjob, and then they end up banging her boyfriend.
Oh.
To me, that's kind of hot, and that's kind of what I've been digging the last few months or so.
So you're into like storylines.
It's weird how like, yeah, I'm kind of getting towards the storyline. Like, I usually mute all my porn. I'm kind of like digging the sound now.
Well, what's the word for that? Couples do that. Well, couples do, they act out. What is it called? Not foreplay. It's kind of like foreplay, right? So like a couple will pretend to be different people, and then they like the guy will dress up as a cop, and the girl's like a criminal.
Yeah.
But they're a couple, but they're pretending right. So they could have hotter sex.
I guess that doesn't do anything for me though. Like me dressing up as something, that's kind of stupid. Like I just want to fuck. But the reason why I said all this is because, according in 2016, I know we're in 2017 now.
Okay. Yeah.
According to Pornhub, you know what the top five most researched porn categories were? There was a top 10 list, but I cut it to top five.
Top five, huh?
Top five.
All right. What would you guess would be top five? Is anal one of them?
No.
Wow,
actually.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Interracial.
No.
Oh, shit.
This is according to Pornhub. I don't even go to Pornhub.
Okay, well, I do know for a fact that women watch porn. So okay. I'm going to say lesbians one of them.
Okay, you're right.
Okay,
you would be right.
Excellent. Okay, I need to come up with four more. I'm going to only guess two more times because I don't think we could just burn enough energy. I'm going to say titty fucking.
No.
Wow.
Gangbang. No.
Yeah, I give up.
So number five would be stepsister porn, which is kind of weird. I guess.
I've never thought about that.
I guess that makes sense. Number four, teen sex.
Okay.
Teen
sex. Your favorite.
Number three, MILF porn. You search MILF.
Oh, Lisa Ann.
Number two is stepmom porn.
Okay.
And number one is lesbian.
At least I got
a lot
one.
Of people
right.
research lesbians. I don't even really like lesbian porn though.
No, I don't either.
I mean, once in a while, if I see like a really hot scene where they're like all oily and scissoring, I'll tune into it.
But
for the most part, I don't really like lesbian porn.
You know, does this make me gay that I just want a big throbbing cock entering a vagina?
Yeah, I mean, I like to see the girl get pounded, so.
Yeah. Like for instance, do you know who Jenna Sativa is?
Yes.
I love Jenna Sativa. She's probably one of the most beautiful women. She's hot.
Yeah,
I
follow her on Twitter.
I follow her on Instagram. And I feel like she could be like the hot girl next door. Like, she's so hot. But she's cute hot, like, but all she does is lesbian porn.
Yeah.
And that's,
I like her scenes though. Like, sometimes she'll upload clips and she's like eating a pussy out, but it looks like It's like the best quality photo or video.
It's like in 4K.
Yeah, so like it looks like so much appealing, like that much appealing.
By the way, congratulations to Jenna Centiva being Penthouse pet mate or what's their
Penthouse. Oh,
Penthouse pet of 2017. Yeah, like yes. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, congratulations to her. You are in my dreams. Nice. Wet dreams. Wow. That's some kinky stuff. America's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least I got one right. So, does that qualify as juicy? What do you think, audience? I don't know. We'll let it slide today because it's our first segment back. All right, so I got some more. Let's see if we could keep this going.
All right.
So I just heard this last night, and I'm not fucking around, and I did some research on this. Megan Fox sex photos leaked.
What?
Yes, and I have it right here on the computer just for us.
I've been scouring. What the fuck?
That is...
No way.
That someone hacked her Snapchat.
Oh my God.
And that Snapchat was for her husband. And you know, before we get into this, I just like to say that Megan Fox is hot as I can't even describe the word to this. She's just I think one time you said that she's just built for fucking. I think you said that once.
Yeah.
I think I would. Yeah, I mean she looks really good.
She posted that photo on Snapchat. There's a caption that says, "Missing you inside me."
Yeah, okay, I'll get into that right now. I swear I will. Okay. She looks so good on the red carpet or when she's out shopping for groceries. I see those pictures or whatever, you know, and she's just in jeans. And I swear, she looks so goddamn good. Like, I can't, I'm just like, damn, she's fucking hot. And I never could have imagined that she could look even hotter completely naked. And I found this. So this, do you know what a Snapchat is?
Yes.
So it's like some picture that you send to somebody and they could either view it once or a couple of seconds, but only once, and then it disappears forever. That's what it is.
Right. So right. I heard that's going to change.
I'm pretty sure our government's keeping all those dick pics.
Yeah, I heard they're not
pics.
Disappearing so fast.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure our government has all that stuff stored somewhere, which I don't use Snapchat. But according to this, Megan Fox does, and she sent this picture of her riding her husband, reverse cowgirl.
Is that what it is? Reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, and she took a picture of it, and then she sent that picture through Snapchat to him because they're probably apart. And the title that she put on the bottom says, "Missing You Inside Me." And sources say that she has not denied that this is her picture.
Man, it looks like her.
It looks just like her. It doesn't look Photoshopped at all.
I like how her hand's up because you could tell she's taking a selfie of herself in reverse cowgirl.
I'm speechless. I think it's her. The website that I got it off from said, "You be the judge. Is it fake or not?" She has not denied it. I look at this and I'm thinking, I think that's her.
I mean, like the tits, they don't even look.
They look like
it was fake. Yeah, if it was fake, they would probably look better. Like, they kind of look like normal girls' tits. Like, they don't look like porn star tits or anything. Like, it looks like a normal tits on a girl.
It looks like that's her natural what it is. And like even like the shading and the lighting with her face, with her body.
I guess does her husband have because her husband's David Silver from 90210, right?
David Green, right?
Well, that was his character in Brian Austin Green. That was his character now too. He is all tatted up though. So yeah. I see he's got tats on his arm.
And the point that I was trying to make earlier, I didn't think she could look even, maybe, I don't know. I just never imagined her naked.
Oh my
and
God.
Now I see her naked and I'm just like, wow, she.
It just seems like when
it's mind blowing.
Like
how
pictures
hot
like
she
that
is.
Seems like that's what like normal people do. like, if you're a celebrity, it just seems like you wouldn't do shit like that. Like, knowing that your shit can get hacked because you're famous, you can be a target. It just seems like you wouldn't do shit like this.
Yeah, but...
But, I mean...
But it's Snapchat chat, so man. She probably thought it would never get hacked, right? Because it just disappears.
I mean, that's a scam, though. I mean, yeah, it disappears, but, I mean, that shit's on a cloud somewhere.
So what do you think? What's your verdict? Do you think it's real? Because my verdict comes down to that shit is real.
To me, that's real.
Or you know what? Maybe I just want it to be real. Because God damn, she looks good in that photo. Oh, my God. And she's a mother of two, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, man. She is just...
Wow.
She's something else. That's...
How did I? I didn't even hear about this.
Let's say that's not Megan Fox, and they just pasted her face on that body. That's still a really nice body.
Oh yeah.
So what do you think? Does that count as juicy material now?
That's juicy.
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything else? Because I got one more.
I almost can't top that, but...
Yeah, look at that. I'm going to take that off because I'm going to start stroking it in front of Rich.
Tell me if this is juicy. This might not be. This might be more creepy than juicy.
Ooh, I like creepy stuff.
A man in KC was arrested and will do up to 10 years for tricking women into having sex with him by telling them that he's auditioning them for porn.
So they're considering it rape.
I don't know if they're not considering it rape, but basically how he got caught was the girl started to complain that they weren't getting paid. So this guy was just having sex with all these different girls, setting up a fake agency and videotaping it and then not paying them. That's kind of like the whole audition, like the casting couch porn that you watch.
Yeah, I see that all
but
time.
In real life.
Well, I think, you know, on it, I think I saw an episode of Special Victims Unit, Law and Order, once, and the guy was doing the exact same thing, but because they were consenting to sex with him, it wasn't considered rape, but what they did charge him with was fraud.
Yeah.
So is this what this guy's facing, that, or is
yeah,
he actually
like a,
facing
it's like a,
rape?
It's a fraud. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what he's doing time for.
Yeah. You know, see, watching TV actually works. You know, I know that.
It's like wire fraud or some shit like that.
I love SVU. I don't know why.
Yeah, that probably wasn't as juicy as... I mean, how can you top Megan Fox boning and reverse cowgirl?
Reverse cowgirl. You know, I'm going to play it anyways. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. I got one more. I don't think this one's juicy.
All right.
But, you know, maybe I just want to give props to somebody. Maybe it's not juicy. I want to give props to somebody. You know that who Jennifer Lopez is dating right now?
I did know maybe a month ago. I can't remember now.
Alex Rodriguez, baseball player, former baseball player. Could we call him a legend?
I don't know.
Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, huh?
Yeah, and I swear, since she started dating Alex Rodriguez, she has, like, hit the scale of hotness. She...
To me, she hasn't been hot since Selena.
No, she... Oh, my God, have you seen her recent photos?
I have not.
She's, like, resurrected.
Like, she had this whole look when she was dating, like, P. Diddy, and she's kind of, like, kept that bland type of look that I don't really dig all that much.
No, she's just phenomenal. She just looks so good. By the way, I'm really glad that she's not dating Mark Anthony anymore, because that guy looked like he had AIDS. See, look how good she looks. My God, and she's like 45 or something.
Yeah, I mean, she's hot, but...
Look at that.
That's a little better.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Her, is she... you know, and I'm bringing this up because I'm glad she's with Alex Rodriguez. I when she was with Mark Anthony and she got pregnant, she had twins, I felt like she disappeared off the face of the earth. Plus, like I said, he looks like he's all puny, he's all skinny, and he looks like he has AIDS. And now she has this stud who's like 6 foot something. Look, they even took a picture together when her and Mark Anthony were together. Look how much taller he is and a beefcake.
Wow.
Yeah,
that actually happened.
What a beautiful couple that is.
Yeah, and he's wearing a Mets hat like a loser. She's wearing a Yankee hat.
Because she's from the Bronx. So I don't know if this is juicy
or
not.
Wow, that's awkward.
But I...
Imagine how he feels.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I just took a picture with my ex-wife's future boyfriend. Now that dude's plowing her with his 12-inch rod.
Yeah, I'm sure he has no problem getting, like, tip-top Univision pussy.
Who?
Mark Anthony.
Oh, Univision. Univision. I've never heard it say like that. Anyways, I don't know if that qualifies as juicy, but I just want to give props to A-Rod. Treat this girl right. You have my support, guy. And what do you think? That concludes our segment?
I agree.
And that concludes our show.
Juicy segment.
That was juicy.
Wow. I think... Yeah, I think we're along that path. It's developing now, right now. I think we're understanding what juicy is or not.
It's juicy.
How does it go?
Juicy.
All right, so let's move on to more. Let's just move on. And as America knows... Oh, my bad. Let's try that again. Actually, I'm just going to be honest with you. Reg had to get up and take a piss.
I've had to take a piss since like 30 minutes ago.
And we're glad we didn't lose the last 30 minutes of our 41 minutes of our show. Anyways, as America might know, the NBA is in the playoffs. Playoffs? And, the Spurs played the Rockets last night, and the Spurs blew out the Rockets 114-75.
Wow.
They win that series, and now the Spurs will visit the Golden State Warriors.
The Oakland Warriors.
The Oakland Warriors on Sunday. Yeah.
Wow. Are the Spurs as good as they... I mean, do they still have the big three? I'm kind of out of touch with the NBA.
So, before I move forward with the Western Conference Finals... The fuck was that?
Like Lord of the Rings.
All right. So, going back to last night's game, the Spurs dominated Game 6 in Houston without... Get this, Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard.
Mm.
Now, after the game, Stephen A. Smith took to Twitter and tweeted, "I have legends who have won championships who know what it's like to win. They're texting me that James Harden quit." My opinion... And this is me. This is not Stephen A. Smith anymore. That entire team was completely gutless. Without two stars, with the Spurs, without two stars, they still got their ass whooped. And at home. You would think that at least it would be a close game, but it wasn't. And I also find it funny that Harden's name was in MVP talks this year.
Ooh.
And I can absolutely say with the utmost confidence that he will not win that MVP because of this horrid performance. You want to see the stats? You want to hear the stats? James Harden's performance yesterday. 10 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 7 assists, 1 rebound.
That doesn't sound like a full effort from James Harden.
Really? This? When your team needed you the most? Let me tell you what an MVP is. You know what an MVP is, Rich?
What is it?
It's a leader, a competitor, and a player that is consistent with outstanding gameplay. Consistency. James Harden, I see none of these positive traits within you. Shave your beard and be who you really are. You a fraud. And I'm done with James Harden. Gutless.
I think this says two things. One, how strong are the Spurs being able to blow out like a playoff team with two guys down?
Two guys down.
And the other thing is James, okay, so did he play the whole game?
He played the whole game.
He just wasn't performing, or
he 10 points from this guy. He's supposedly an MVP talks.
Was he like 8 for 35 shooting, or was he missing left?
He was
right,
terrible.
Or?
He just couldn't get anything going. Wow. I saw him sitting down on the bench, and this is when Stephen A. Smith is saying that former players were saying that he quit. You just see his body language. He wasn't having fun. Wow. He didn't want
to
be there.
You got to see it to believe it.
You got to see it to believe
body
it.
Body language.
I actually heard
something that he was reported being at a strip club right after that game.
I guess
get over the loss, but I guess that's not a good look being caught at a strip club right after that. And then the other thing was, okay, well, if he wins the MVP, how bad will this look as well, seeing as how this was his last performance?
I don't know. I just, for me, I mean, I'm not really into the NBA. I always heard all year that Russell Westbrook was going to win it because he was averaging a triple-double every game.
Yeah.
But I've never liked James Harden. I never liked him since he was on the Thunder. I don't like him now. And just to see what I saw last night, I know when a team quits. When we saw LaDainian Tomlinson sit out of the AFC Championship and just sit there on the bench like a baby.
He got to the Hall of Fame.
And he got to the Hall of Fame, which I don't agree with.
I don't either.
I knew he quit just by the body language. We saw that game together, right?
When I see moments of players quitting, I always refer back to the LT moment where he's on the bench with his big jacket on and his black visor, just not in the game.
What was it? Antonio Gates was playing with a broken foot.
Oh, yeah.
Phillip Rivers was playing with a torn ligament in his fucking knee. And he's sitting over there with turf toe on the fucking bench with his coat on. Not even talking, not even trying to help the backup running backs with anything.
Just sitting there on the bench.
Just sitting there pouting.
Gave up.
To me,
that's quitting to me.
Since then, I have always considered LaDainian Tomlinson. He's not LT. He's LaDainian Tomlinson. And he's a quitter. And what I witnessed last night was James Harden quitting.
Wow. I guess you got to see it to believe it. I didn't see it. So I'll take your word for it.
He's a quitter.
Wow. So he was on the bench and not even like. Like, at one point, was it even close, and he was on the bench?
Oh, no. Since the beginning of the game, it was a complete blowout. Like, they were up by 10, and then by 20, and then they just never, they couldn't do anything. And, you know, I would consider James Harden the leader of that team. He's the best player on that team. And I think if your leader just gives up, the rest of the team is going to give up as well, because the rest of the team was horrid. Who's on that team? Trevor Ariza is on that team. Nene is on that team.
And then that also speaks volume to the team. It's like, okay, well, if this guy's not performing, who's going to step up? Like, they all just quit too?
Well, it's your leader. You feel like if your leader quits, you're like,
At some point, you got to say, fuck this guy and let's play.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the difference between leaders and followers, right? If I'm on Michael Jordan's team, Michael Jordan just quit, I'm like, oh, I don't want to play anymore. Michael Jordan just quit.
But, look at the Spurs, though. I mean, you got Parker's out, Leonard's out, and those guys still showed up.
Well,
because you got leaders on that team.
Well, not only leaders, but you have one hell of a coach.
You have no leaders on the Rockets, no coaching.
I'm pretty sure Kawhi Leonard was on the bench helping out in some way, shape, or form. I didn't see him, but I'm pretty sure he would be that type of guy. Or because it's great coaching and it's not about one player like it is in Houston. It's about James Harden in Houston. He loves the spotlight. He loves the attention. And Like I said, he should shave that beard because it's just a gimmick to me. That's the only, I feel like that's the only reason anybody really knows him is because of that beard. Shave that off and you become irrelevant.
Wasn't he banging Khloe Kardashian for a little bit?
He probably dumped her too because her pussy smelled like earring bags. it's kind of like what Bane says in Dark Knight Rises. No one knew me without the mask, right? It's like no one knew him without the beard. Now he has a beard. Everyone knows him because of the beard. Bullshit. It's a gimmick. I'm never buying stock. I never have bought stock in James Harden. I'll never buy stock in James Harden. I'm starting to think all those three guys from the Oklahoma City Thunder are just a bunch of hacks.
I think they all needed Durant. I think Westbrook needed Durant. Harden needed Durant. I think if they would have stuck together a bit longer, they may have been.
Maybe they would have gotten one, maybe. Yeah. But they still would have had to play LeBron James in the finals. And I don't think you're going to beat LeBron James with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. Then when they had Ray Allen.
Yeah.
That Heat team was too hot. Miller. Too hot. Speaking of the NBA, I kind of have a bit of a gripe. As the NFL, you know, there's NFL players that are on commercials. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I am.
So I noticed that there's a lot of commercials that have NBA players on, you know, television commercials. So there's three NBA players in particular that I want to point out.
Let me guess. One of them.
One of them? Or should, go for it.
Is this Steph Curry one of them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let me start off with two of them.
Okay.
Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan. Why on earth are you on why on earth are you two on commercials? To make things worse, you're on these commercials together, which they are. They're on commercials together. Jordan is wearing a dress, like sometimes. And Chris Paul is trying to act like he's like the responsible character in these stupid ass commercials. Uh-huh. Have you seen these commercials?
The only Chris Paul commercial I've ever seen were those insurance ones.
Oh, I'm getting right into it. I have a question. Shouldn't you both be practicing? Now look at you, sitting on your asses at home watching the NBA playoffs. You know that the Clippers can't even get past the first round?
Still can't get past
the first round? No, they lost in the first round again this year against the Utah Jazz. They can't, and they have the nerve to show off their faces on State Farm commercials, State Farm ads. State Farm, really? That's the best. This is my question to State Farm: is that the best you could do? The face of your company is coming down to two unfunny scrubs that are overhyped and overpaid, and don't know dick about getting to the second round in the NBA playoffs. I feel like asking a question. I don't feel like questioning the players anymore, but questioning the integrity of this company. If mediocrity is the face of your insurance company, then how can I trust you to do business with you?
That's a good point.
You're all the players in the NBA, you're going to choose those two guys that can't get past the first round. How am I going to trust you when I get in a car accident?
That's a damn good point. And I could almost see Chris Paul because he's kind of been out there. He's a loser. He hasn't won anything.
Complete
but
loser.
DeAndre Jordan, I mean, who the fuck even knows this guy unless you know basketball? I mean, the average fan, I mean, the average person, the average housewife probably doesn't know who fucking DeAndre Jordan is.
I think if I go to my sister and she watches the Warriors when they're in the playoffs, she's not a real big fan, but if I say, do you know who DeAndre Jordan is? I'm pretty sure she's going to say, who the fuck is that? Yeah. I know who he is. He's a two-bit hack, overhyped, overpaid piece of shit that's on State Farm commercials and can't get past the first round of the NBA playoffs with the Clippers.
Didn't he make like a facial expression one year in the playoffs where he blocked somebody and he had like a nasty look? Like, isn't that why he's famous? Because of that look that he gave?
As far as I'm concerned, he's like the new Shaq. So you hack a Shaq. Now you hack a Jordan because he can't make free throws neither. He's that bad. He's terrible. I think I mentioned three players that I want to talk to. The third player is Damian Lillard. I actually respect the guy.
Who?
Damian Lillard. the point guard from the Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, okay, okay.
He
okay.
wears zero. The zero is actually O for Oakland because he's from Oakland.
But he's a loser, though, right?
Well, that's why I was going to say. I feel like this kid has a lot of potential. I think he's a great player. He just has no support around him. But he's not going to go anywhere being in State Farm commercials with these two losers.
Yeah, they're all friends.
So I'd give you some advice, bro. He can't get past the first round either. I don't think he has not gotten past the first round. You know, you are who you hang out with. Kid, if you want a shot at winning the finals, you drop these two losers like a bad habit. I'm done. That's my gripe.
You know how football players, they go to like the Patriots to win a Super Bowl, or they go to like a semi-decent team. Like, what team? Is it the Cavs or the Warriors you go to now these days?
Well, Colin Coward made an excellent point on his show the other day. And he said that the Warriors winning again...
They have to win again this year.
...is great for the rest of the league. Because all these free agents, they're not going to take huge pay cuts to win with the Warriors or Cavs. So they're going to stay right at home. Like the big star right now that's a free agent for Utah, Hayward. I forget his first name. He's going to be a free agent. But he's not going to take a huge pay cut just to win. Like a huge pay cut. Because he's just going to stay in Utah and get paid. So it's good for the rest of the league that they're not going to lose their stars. But to me, it's negative that, you know what, honestly... I think I said this in episode one. I predicted the finals. The finals, they still haven't started yet. Anything can happen. But they will be the Cavs and the Warriors. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I know that the Warriors are going to beat the Spurs. I know that the Cavs, it doesn't matter. Actually, the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards are playing right now. Boston's up 3-2. If they win tonight, they play the Cavs either tomorrow or on Sunday or Monday. But I'm pretty sure with ease the Cavs will destroy the Boston Celtics. And we will have a rematch of the last...
And that's what everybody wants.
Three times in a row, finals, it's going to be the Warriors and Cavs. And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that next year's finals is going to be the Cavs and the Warriors. The NBA, the league, has been reduced to the finals. To me, it has. I don't find any enjoyment in the regular season.
And I hear like the last few games of the regular season were like a complete train wreck too, because kind of like how the NFL in week 16, 17, they rest their starters. Like they're saying how like the Cavs started resting their starters at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But there was a proposal by somebody, I don't know who it was, saying how, well, okay, maybe if you reseeded the playoffs to where you take away the conferences and you reseed the playoffs and put everyone together. So, like, chances are, like, the Cavs could face, like, the worst seed in today's West Conference. That way there's no resting. Like, you're still jockeying for position.
Well, they have proposed that idea a couple years back, maybe a decade ago, saying that they should just get the best whatever teams from
the best teams.
But you have to understand that the East, their records are terrible.
So like nobody would make it from the East.
There will be, but like isn't
but it
like
wouldn't
the
be the East. It would be just one league.
A couple years ago, the East had like their fifth seed was like below 500. That's terrible. And they got to go up against teams like the Spurs and the Rockets. I have no love for the Rockets, but the Rockets are definitely better than most of the teams in the East.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, it's terrible.
See, I think doing like a whole like one league maybe, but based on your location, you would still play like the similar teams that you're not traveling across the whole U.S. But you would still face each other during the season, but it would be like one league, you know, and then you just take the top fucking whatever 16 teams or whatever.
Well, NBA has to find a way to fix it because they personally have lost me as a fan. I'm going to watch the finals, but as a regular season guy, I don't give a shit.
Well, first of all, too, the season's way too damn long as well. It's kind of like baseball, like.
It's much more. I find basketball a lot more exciting than baseball. I like it a lot better. just the game in general. But if I know that the Warriors and Cavs are going to be in the finals and they're going to battle it out for that championship, why should I watch the fucking Bulls play the Celtics? Why should I watch the Spurs play the Lakers? Why do I give a shit if those teams aren't going to be in the NBA Finals? I don't care.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time.
They're...
You know, the only two games, the only game that I've watched in the regular season this year was the Cavs and the Warriors on Christmas Day, I believe. Wow. Yeah, I'm certain for 100%.
Yeah, I have zero interest in basketball, and I'm ashamed that I didn't even see the last game of last year's finals because I heard it was pretty epic.
Oh, it was the most epic fucking game ever. But, I mean, LeBron James just
Kyrie
Irving just completely taking over with that 3-point shot and.
And they were down like 3-1 too, right? And they came all the way back. I don't know why I didn't watch that last game.
Last year was the year of chokes. The Warriors were up 3-1, right?
Yeah.
The Falcons were up 28-3. They lost. And then Hillary choked.
Oh, wow. You know, Tom Brady's going to be on the cover of Madden this year.
Ooh, he might get hurt. Well, point that I'm trying to make is NBA, you got to fix it. I love the game, but I haven't lately. It's too predictable. Maybe it's always been this predictable. And fans out there, you're listening in Wichita, Kansas, stay away from State Farm. I got nothing to add. You got anything?
No, I miss being a fan of basketball. I wish something can draw me back in. Like, there's no more Kobe's, there's no more Shaq's. I mean, there's no Jordan, obviously. I mean, there's nothing good to watch right now, really. I mean,
remember that one year me and you were playing a lot of basketball?
Yeah.
We were playing 2K a lot. Yeah. And that was the year where LeBron finally beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, the Celtics were really, really good, and he could not get past the Celtics, and he finally beat them that year. But even it seemed like, even a couple years ago, like in 2007, 6, 8, something like that, like even Kobe had to go through the fucking Spurs, or he had to go through the fucking the Suns when they had Nash. It seemed a lot more competitive. It just kind of seems like there's just two teams now, and that's it. No one can come close.
Steph Curry just irritates the fuck out of me. I don't know what it is about Steph Curry and, like, his voice. Like, I don't know. Like, he just irritates me on all levels. I don't know why.
I thought that was your boy.
Fuck him. I'll choose Durant. That's my boy.
He was my boy. I think you remember that scolding that I gave him a couple of episodes ago. But
racist.
I what? Screw you. But anyways. And like we said, we're working with new segments, right? I don't really know the title of this one yet. What should it be called?
That's some riveting music there.
Riveting? We're going to talk media, yeah? Let's make some recommendation to our fans out there.
Media.
Yeah, let's recommend some new movies, TV, some YouTube channels. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. So, what's on your Netflix playlist?
Mine?
Have you seen anything good on Netflix lately?
Actually, I watched an anime called Knights of Shidonia.
Oh, it's funny how you said anime.
Why, Zach?
I was going to bring anime up as well.
Okay, tell me, sir.
Funny how I never watched anime ever in my life, but I got turned on to a show on Netflix. Well, it's an older show. It's called Attack on Titan.
Oh, that's actually the next anime that I was going to get into.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Really?
If I might add.
Wow, I never thought that you would be the anime type or cartoon type of guy.
I'm not. But I guess one night I was like, oh, this looks pretty cool. I'll watch it. And It was the best fucking shit I've ever seen in my life.
Have you watched the entire series already?
Changed my life.
Changed your life?
I binge watched all like 25 episodes.
Wow.
Over like a span of like 2 or 3 days. But.
So, I have never watched this before. Try to sell me on it. Why should our audience watch it? And can you give me a quick synopsis of this of this anime?
Let me see. Okay, so it has a lot. This like show, it has a lot of emotion in it and a lot of rage, and like it'll make you feel like you really feel for these characters in some odd way. Like the way the producers created this show, like you really like feel the emotion of the characters. Like at one moment they're raging, and then in one moment they're like just totally distraught and like literally like crying, and like that's just the type of emotion like the whole show is basically. Like it's basically they're in their own village, they got a wall around them, and these fucking titans are coming and trying to destroy their land, basically.
They're huge monsters,
yeah,
right?
They're like huge human monsters. They're called titans. And, yeah, like they, you know, they go through their village. They, like, it's just a lot of death and killing and emotion. Like, it is really good,
wow.
Actually. I liked it.
I can't believe you're using these type of words, you know? I always thought of you kind of as, like, the Grinch from The Grinch That Stole Christmas because he doesn't have a heart. You're telling me you felt emotion for these cartoons?
I felt emotion through these characters.
Wow.
And I felt bad for him in some of the scenarios. Probably because they portrayed it well. Like when this guy's like crying and raging, like you feel it, like you really do feel it in him. So it was like, it's good producing.
Wow. And quick question. So did you watch it with the subtitles? It was in Japanese, or did you switch it to English?
No, I watched it with the subtitles because I think that's more authentic to hear the language.
Yeah.
So
just
you
read
have to,
it.
Yes, you have to actually read it throughout the whole thing.
That's what
so.
I did with all 24 episodes of Knights of Shidonia.
And then here's the other thing, like
tell me.
Being a pervert. Like seeing like the hottest characters in the scene in the whole series.
Yes.
The immediate thing that I do is I Google the character's name cosplay on Google and just see them like naked pictures or whatever.
I did that for Knights of Shidonia as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Just anime just looks pretty hot sometimes.
Yep, and you know somebody's got a costume of them in real life, so.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Immediately what I did after that.
That's crazy. That's nuts because I've never been into an anime neither, and one day I was just like, you know, I've always wanted to get into anime. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, exactly.
So I Googled best animes on Netflix, and one of them was Knights of Sidonia. They had a couple of other ones.
You know what? I saw the title for that actually.
Yeah, and
because it reminded me of that song from by the Muse.
Oh, and. Yeah, they do have a song like that.
It's called Knights of Sin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I read the title, and you know me, I love space and monsters and aliens, which I'll get more into that in a bit. And when I read that, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. And I was just like, wow, this was really cool. It was great storytelling, and it was really original because it's hard to be original these days.
Yeah.
It really is. And I enjoyed it. And I'm glad you're recommending me to me, Wrath of Titans, or what the fuck is it called?
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, because I will put that on my queue. Sir, you just sold me on Attack on Titan.
Apparently season 2 is going on right now, so I can't wait till it airs. That way it'll go on Netflix.
Did you know that Attack on Titan is a full-length Japanese movie now?
Oh, is it?
It's a live-action one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the graphics, too, on that show, like... Like, there's some parts where it actually looks real, and then you got the anime characters in it. So, like, I like the... And it's, like, rated MA, so there's, like, language in it and stuff, so it's not all complete kid shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after I finished watching that, I was going to watch another one, and I actually am starting to watch another one. I just can't remember what the name is, but it's pretty good from what I'm already, like, started watching.
Well, you know what? I'm going to watch You Sold Me on It. Also, the other one that I wanted to watch was Ghost in the Shell. because there was the movie that came out, Ghost in the Shell, with starring Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, man.
And she looks great in it. I heard it was actually a pretty good movie, even though that, I guess, you know, there was an uproar because it's a Japanese anime and the main character is being played by an American woman. I personally don't give a shit, but
wait, this is a movie?
Yeah, it just came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, what's it called?
Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
And Ghost in the Shell is actually on Netflix, not the original movie, but episodes of it. And I saw like one or two, but it was a little weird. I feel like I got to watch that first movie to kind of see what's going on, then watch the rest of the episodes.
Okay.
Wow, weird that we're connected like that, but we're not even talking.
Yeah.
Excellent. Scarlett Johansson, she looks fucking hot in that fucking movie.
Actually, I guess being bored one night, I watched the new Sandler movie on there. What's it called? Sandy Wexler or something?
I don't even want to know.
You know what? I'm going to say that, like, the first half of the movie, it's kind of funny. But then it kind of ends where that typical him falling in love bullshit or whatever.
Adam Sandler falls in love with a pineapple.
It goes through that same progress, that same trend.
Oh, yeah. We'll call it punch drunk love. Yeah.
I don't know. It was, I wouldn't recommend it, but it was just something I saw.
Another one would be Adam Sandler. Falling in love with a bowling ball.
Oh, genius!
That's how I see fucking Hollywood saying this. Like, we were talking earlier about Resident Evil. They're like,
Alice is in every movie.
Resident Evil, Alice is in a movie, but in the video games, she's not a character in the video games. There's a big table with all these Hollywood executives wearing ties that have never played Resident Evil ever, which I have. I love Resident Evil. Wretch could back me up on that. Oh, yeah. I love Resident Evil, and I bet one guy was like, "Hey, well, let's make a video game into a movie." They're like, "Okay, well, what do you got? How about Resident Evil?" They're like, "Oh, you know, what is that about?" Well, it's about zombies and like this special task force that, you know, from Raccoon City, like, that go in there and try to research what's going on, and you know, crazy shit's going down, and their company's name, like, Umbrella, and they're the responsible ones for this. Right. Well, that sounds kind of boring. What can we do to spice things up? Well, I guess we could get a hot supermodel chick, and just, like, she has nothing to do with anything else, but she'll be really hot.
Oh, yeah, genius!
Sold!
You got my vote. Let's start. When are we starting production?
Wow. That's why I was saying to you, like, how a Gears of War movie should be made, but they'll never, like, Dom or whoever. Who's the other guy? Dom and there's another guy.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Marcus. Like, those guys won't be in it. It'll be Alice from Resident Evil. She'll be in it. And, like, Michelle Rodriguez or some bullshit like that.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Alice. Alice will be the Marcus character. And Michelle Rodriguez will be the Dom character. And the funny thing is that the characters from Gears of War would point out, they're like, "Oh, so where are you from? What's your resume like?" "Oh, well, I'm Alice from the Resident Evil movies." And everyone just drops and like, "Wow, you're gonna help us kill all the locusts?"
Like Dom or like Cole be like the Rock or some bullshit like that.
I was gonna say that Marcus Phoenix is probably gonna get played by Vin Diesel. Dom would get played by The Rock.
Seems like a perfect movie for those two assholes to be like the Gears of War characters. Like, if there was, okay, if the Need for, no, not Need for, Fast and Furious, okay, that's a bullshit duo team, but like them teaming up in Gears of War, that would actually make sense, you know?
It's kind of like, It's like you got a sweet Porsche and you're just smearing it with shit. Like, you have a great storyline. I feel like when I first played Gears of War, I was like, it just looked like another game to me. But then what got me into it was when I was at your house and you had that metal case that you bought it in, that special edition, and I opened it up and I read the story of Emergence Day, the first day that the locust came out, that humans don't even know where they originated from, where they came from. And then, like, they had all this backstory on them, like, very little, but it left a lot of mystery. And, that, you know, it got me hooked. I love great storylines. That's why I love franchises like Resident Evil. I love Silent Hill. I love Gears of War because those storylines are great. But the thing that I'm going to say is, that I'm trying to say is that Hollywood, they won't pay attention to those storylines. No. I mean, look, it's just fact that video games that turn into movies are complete fucking garbage.
There needs to be like a movie company, like a studio that will put up all the money, right? They'll finance the movie and they'll let the fans write the movie. If that makes any sense. Fuck all these Hollywood directors. Okay, I'm a big executive. I'm going to front all this money for a Gears of War movie. But fuck you who've been directing Hollywood movies all your fucking life. Let the fans direct this movie. Well, give me some fan feedback.
Well,
you know?
Okay. So to defend, let's take a movie like Batman versus Superman. The director and writers, I hear, made a decent screenplay. But it's Hollywood, the big executives that come in and intervene
right.
and want to like, oh no, we shouldn't do that because that's too dark.
Right.
We need to appeal to children because that's what's going to make us more money and that's going to sell us more toys and that's where we're really going to make money from. The executives don't give a shit about what we really want. They give a shit about their profits, which makes sense. But at the same time, it's frustrating because
yeah, you just gotta have somebody that's got money that will put up, you know, a couple $100 million or whatever it costs to make a movie.
And just like Quentin Tarantino, he says it himself that he doesn't like people telling him what to do.
Yeah,
right. He says that
he's strict on what gets released.
Yeah,
he has a lot of power over what gets released.
Yeah, and his movies are great because of it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of Hollywood directors out there that they want to make a great movie, but you know they get into the wrong company or something, and the Hollywood executives fuck it all up.
Yeah, they need the budget, but.
I mean, just look at Batman versus Superman, okay? You had Man of Steel come out a couple years before that, which it was supposed to be a standalone movie, which I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought Superman was really boring to begin with, but they did a pretty good job at it. Then they just jumped straight into Batman versus Superman. And I feel like, first of all, it's Batman versus Superman, but then they put the subtitle underneath saying The Dawn of Justice. So then I'm thinking, okay, it's not going to be all about Batman versus Superman. There's going to be, like, the beginning of the Justice League in this movie, too. And not only that, but then Wonder Woman got squeezed into there. And not only that, but the most evil villain known to Superman, Doomsday. Doomsday is the monster that kills Superman in the comic books. Kills Superman. They put him in there, too. So what I was thinking was that you had this table, like I said, of Hollywood executives, and they're like, well, the Avengers are already on Avengers 3. They're making lots of money. So can we just speed things along and just throw all this shit into this one movie and just so we could get people to, like, you know, put butts in seats? And that's it. I think that's exactly what happened. There's so much shit crammed into that one movie. It's fucking unbelievable. It's kind of like Spider-Man 3. Have you ever watched that steaming pile of shit?
No, I don't. Who plays Spider-Man?
In Spider-Man 3, it's the Tobey Maguire one. It's the last one that Tobey Maguire did. So in this one, he's fighting Sandman, right? Sandman's one of the villains.
I've seen parts of that one, I think.
And then at the same time, he's fighting Harry Osborn, who's the Green Goblin.
Right.
And then not only that, then they squeeze in Venom, which is one of the greatest villains ever.
I thought that was part two.
And he comes in the end, and it's like, it's not even, it's just too much.
No, they fucked that one.
There's not enough character development. It's too spread out, too thin, and they failed. They failed with a movie. It almost seemed like they made part three, and they put the Sandman in there, and Harry was going to be in it as the Green Goblin, and they're like, well, you know, just squeeze fucking Venom in there. People love Venom, which people do. I think Venom is fucking crazy. He's an evil Spider-Man.
That was the only reason why I wanted to see that movie.
Yeah, and I saw it.
And they fucked it all up.
They fucked it all up, and it was terrible.
But he was cool when he had like his mask on and everything.
When he was black. Yeah, when he was the Venom Spider-Man.
And then he takes it off. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing in Hollywood is when these superheroes, they take their masks off and
like
then
Deadshot?
They fight as the actor. It's like, I don't want to see the actor's face. I want to see the character. You know, I want to see his mask on. I want to see him fight as that character. I don't want to see the actor. I hate how they do that bullshit.
I'm really glad that Christopher Nolan never did that for Batman. In the Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises.
You never saw Christian Bale's
face. He takes off his mask one time, but that's when he arrives in the Batcave in The Dark Knight Rises. But he's working in the Batcave in the computer.
Which makes sense.
Which makes
not,
sense.
Not when you're fighting in battle.
Like, can you imagine him just taking off his mask against Bane and just Christian Bale
so
with a bat suit on?
It's just dumb. And in the most recent movie, fucking Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and fucking, what the fuck, Kylo Ren, he takes his mask off. It's such bullshit. Like, I want to see your face. Like, it just seems like Hollywood just needs to get those actors exposure, I guess. So they have to show their face.
I want to
see you fight as that character.
They don't show Darth Vader's face until the end after he's dead in Return of the Jedi.
It was like so irrelevant, his face, even seeing his face, I guess.
Yes, I thought, first of all, let me just say that Episode 7 sucks. I hate Episode 7. In fact, I have not seen it in its entirety since I saw it the opening night with Rich. And I've tried 5 separate occasions to try to watch it, and I swear, 15 to 20 minutes in, I find myself on my phone, or I'm just like looking at something, reading something. I just lose interest really quick. And to back up what you're saying, Kylo Ren looks so fucking cool in that opening scene. When he stops that laser beam and the way he's walking around, and he looks badass, and it just once you see that dude's face, it really takes away. You guys couldn't find a more threatening, more intimidating guy to play Carl. If you're gonna take off his mask, why not have somebody that looks like a stud, intimidating or scary, not looks like Napoleon Dynamite? He looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
It's like a cringe moment. Like, just now, like, seeing any movie where there's like a superhero like mask or whatever, it's like, you know, it's coming off at some point because they got to show the actor's face.
Well, you know, I don't think they ever did that with Iron Man, but you see his face inside the helmet.
Yeah,
you said you don't like
that.
I don't like
those scenes, those cut scenes.
I don't
mind.
It
just looks gay. Like,
Robert Downey Jr. is a very handsome guy. I don't mind staring at him.
But see, then there's a difference of, okay, yeah, he's the character outside of the costume, right? Is you got Bruce Wayne, and then he's Batman.
Yeah.
And then you got Tony Stark.
Yes.
And Iron Man. That's mm-hmm. cool. Like, that's all good. You see them enough as their normal character. I don't want to see them as when they're in their mask and they're in their outfit. I don't need to see their face again. I already know what they look like, you know?
Yeah. Like, they never did that in the cartoons. I don't think I ever saw Spider-Man take off his mask in the cartoons ever.
That doesn't
or
happen.
Or in Batman the Animated Series. I never remember him taking off his mask when he's fighting or anything. It's just, it kind of seemed like there was a long trend there. It pissed
Hollywood.
Me off. Yeah.
You gotta expose their actors, I guess.
Yeah. That's what it is, right? More money, I guess. I don't know why it's more money. I don't want to see Tobey Maguire's face. His face pisses me off.
He just looks like he's wearing pajamas, like, once he takes his mask off.
Like, looks like an idiot.
Yeah, he looks like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyways. By the way, keeping on the subject of Star Wars, like, in that trend, I'll get into Star Wars in a second, but the other day, for like the 80th time, Back to the Future was on TV. Part 1. No, Part 2 was on. And I left it on and I watched it for like the 180th time. And I smiled through it, like I always do. And I laugh through it. And I get pumped up when I see the DeLorean go into the future and stuff like that. And something dawned on me. I've never was able to say this until now. If someone were to, I think people have asked me in the past, what's your favorite trilogy? I could say without a doubt now that Back to the Future is my favorite trilogy.
There goes that whole thing again of part three sucking. Like part three?
To me, part three is good. I never liked it as a little kid because you peak so high in part two. Part two is so fucking epic. But then you got part three, and then when I was a kid, I was like, wow, that's fucking boring. But as I've grown older, it's not about action anymore. It's about great storytelling.
Right.
It's about the chemistry between Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. Those two characters, Marty McFly and Doc Brown, are great together. And I love when they're just talking. And then even the part in Back to the Future Part 3 where they switch lines, where Marty says, "Great Scott." And then Doc Brown says, "I know, that's heavy." And like even just like little things like that, just it just makes me laugh. And I mean, it's not as good as the first two for sure, but as a complete trilogy, if that thing's on fucking TV, I'm watching it. I was also debating that Lord of the Rings could have been my favorite trilogy, but Part three kind of kills it.
What is it with part three?
Part threes. Well, okay. We could talk about that another time because I could keep on going. But for Lord of the Rings, when that's on TV, I could only watch. I love those movies. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I can only watch those movies in certain when I feel a certain way. And it's just when I have that feeling, like I'll watch them. But with Back to the Future, if it's on TV, I'm watching it, whichever one it is. Which comes to my point, or like, I'm a big Star Wars fan. I have a Star Wars tattoo. I love Star Wars, and
the Jedi sucks.
I've never said this, and I'm saying it now. Fuck Return of the Jedi. That movie fucking sucks.
I just watched it the first time like a year and a half ago, what is this shit?
As a little kid, I would love these movies, all three of them, but there's something a little off always about Return of the Jedi. I just never wanted to say it because I love Star Wars so much. I mean, the ending is great when Luke fights Vader.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then I love when the Battle of Endor, when the Rebel ships are heading into the Death Star. And they're, like, battling the TIE fighters and stuff. But the rest of it is just fucking crap. It's goddamn boring when they're on Tatooine in the beginning. It's fucking just straight silly.
It's just, like, puppets.
With the
like,
whole just... Ewoks, the puppets, that are battling the Galactic Empire.
Stupid.
And I just don't like it. And then it's a second Death Star. It's kind of boring. I said it. It's official. It's concrete. You could quote me in the future. Return of the Jedi, kiss my ass. Also, to kind of talk about trilogies and the third one sucking.
Oh, God. You're going to beat me to it.
Dark Knight? The Dark Knight Rises is definitely the worst one of the three because they recycle the same enemy, which is the League of Shadows.
Remind me again how part three was.
Well, see, I liked it, but it just wasn't as good as
the other
ones. Who
was the main guy in it?
Bane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. But compared to the other two, it wasn't as good as the other two.
Yeah, part one was pretty sick, and part two, with the Joker and all that.
And so, maybe that's a bad example. Cause
Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh, man. I sat down on that bed 2 years ago because I got the DVDs, and the only one that I didn't watch was part three. I was like, okay, you know what? I have never watched that movie because I remember as a little kid, I think it was on TV or I rented it, and I put it on, and 30 minutes in, I just fucking turned it off because it was so goddamn boring. I didn't know what I was watching, and the turtles looked like shit. They looked terrible, and I forced myself to put it on the other day. And I forced myself to watch the whole thing just so I could say, I watched it. I watched it. And it was terrible.
You know, to be honest with you, I think I've only watched it from start to finish when it was in theater, when I saw it in theater. And that was probably the only time I've ever watched it.
Okay, so you watched it in theaters, right?
Yeah. I watched all three of them in theaters.
You were the biggest Ninja Turtle fan growing up as a kid. I remember going to your birthday party when you were 5 years old, and you had You had the fucking the turtle sewer, like the whole like toy set. You had everything. I've never seen anything like that. You had everything. And I remember that. I knew that you knew everything. You see, like you said, you saw him in theaters. What did you experience when you saw part three?
It was disappointing because they were like in these Japanese outfits or whatever. It didn't have the. I mean, part one was fucking sick. Part two, it was like cool. Vanilla Ice and all that. But as a kid, it's cool, you know?
Yes.
But then part three was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it kind of reminded me of like Back to the Future part three. It's like, they're like on this. It just seems like they're like, it just seems like it was out of place. Like, it was like a Western movie with Back to the Future. This one, they're like in Japan or whatever.
Ancient Japan.
Yeah, it's like, it just didn't make any Japan. Sense. I remember just being let down. I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
And how old were you when you watched that in the theaters?
Fuck, what, like 7 or 8 wow. or something like that?
Your heart was broken that early.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could say from the deepest part of my heart, fuck that movie.
Play 3?
That's better than Ninja Turtles 3.
I like that one, actually.
It's not bad. I saw it the other day. It's pretty funny when they start killing themselves and he's just laughing.
I liked it. When he replaced the bullets, like the paintball bullets with real bullets.
And he's
bullets.
Just laughing.
Yeah. I like that one, actually. That might that might defeat the curse of part threes.
Well, I like Child's Play 2. That's my favorite one. Child's Play 2.
That one's good.
That one's really
fucking again, good. 1 and 2. Those are like always the best combos, 1 and 2, and then part 3 fucks everything up.
You know what's reversed for me is the Indiana Jones, well, it's not a trilogy anymore, so I guess you can't really talk about it because they came out that piece of shit movie Crystal Skull with Shia LaBeouf, which is the biggest piece of shit. Oh my God. I remember my ex Cheryl. We went to go watch it, and I love Indiana Jones. I grew up with Indiana Jones. It's probably why I want to become a history teacher. And I remember going to watch it with her, and we got out of the theaters at the Great Mall. We walked to my car, and I just sat there in silence, and she just sat there too in the car. I didn't even start the car. We're just sitting there in the middle of the night because I watched like the fucking first showing, and I'm just sitting there, and I look like she looks at me and she's all. She said this, and I shit you not, she said, what was that?
Oh, wow.
It was.
Jeez.
I couldn't believe it. And honestly, that's how I felt with episode 7. I did feel almost, I felt more let down with episode 7, though, because that's Star Wars. But with, let's say Indiana Jones is still a trilogy. In my heart, it is. Part 2 is the one that I don't like.
Yeah, you know what? I've probably only seen those like once. Back when I was like 5 or 6, so I don't even remember them. I can't comment on those.
Well,
movies.
You know what? I'm glad we're bumping into trilogies because I'm pumped up for a movie this year. I think I'm pumped up for just one movie this year. It's not Episode 8. I'm done with Star Wars. it's for the new movie Alien Covenant, and
I saw previews to that.
And I'm glad we're talking.
I was never into the Alien franchise, though.
Predator?
Or, isn't it, what is this one? I thought it was Alien.
Alien.
Yeah.
So, with Alien, I'm glad we're talking trilogies because it originally was a trilogy. So, the first one is about a mining crew on this space station that gets, it's in space, it's in the future.
Are these on Netflix?
No. But I got them on Blu-ray, and they look beautiful. The first one's directed by Ridley Scott. You might know Ridley Scott's work. He directed Gladiator.
Oh, okay.
So he's a great director. Anyways, he did the first one, and it's a suspense horror movie. I mean, they get a distress signal from this planet, LV-227 or something like that. They go down on the planet. They find this fucking spaceship that's abandoned. They find this like, being in a fucking like space suit sitting in this big ass chair, and then something has come out of its chest, and then they find these eggs. One of the eggs hatch, And it's a face hugger. Everyone knows what a face hugger is. The face hugger goes on this dude's face, lays an egg in him, and then you get the most iconic scene in sci-fi history where the fucking alien busts out of his goddamn chest, okay. And now you have an alien loose on your ship. And then Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver, okay. Which I love Sigourney Weaver.
She's hot.
Is in Ghostbusters too. She I love her. They're being hunted down one by one in this huge spaceship by this fucking xenomorph, fucking alien. In the end, she saves the day, and she puts herself in cryo sleep. Well, part two, directed by James Cameron, great, one of the best sci-fi action sequels next to Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Terminator 3 sucks!
Judgment Day, Terminator 2, was directed by James Cameron.
Yeah.
Greatest sci-fi action sequels ever. Anyways, they went from suspenseful horror to action horror action sci-fi in Aliens, where they find Ripley, Sigourney Weaver's character, floating in space in her spaceship. They find her, they open it up, and I guess she's been in cryo sleep for about 75 years. So they wake her up, and she finds out that her daughter's already dead. She has nothing left on Earth that connects her with it. And the humans, or what the fuck is that called? The industry, whatever enterprise it is, Wayland Industries, they colonized the planet where they found those alien eggs. And now they lost communication with the colonies. So now they have to go back and, like, see what's going on with that colony. Yeah. And so they get Ripley to go with them, even though she didn't want to. But they send fucking space marines with them. And these space marines, just think about it. Space marines versus a shitload of aliens. Great movie.
I might have watched these,
It's
actually.
Fucking incredible. It still holds up today. It looks great on Blu-ray.
That's a good point you say, that it still holds up today.
Yes.
Because I can't watch old movies that have, like, shit quality. And I like to see movies that could still, like, older movies that could still, like, be good today. So
for me, Alien and Alien 2 still hold up for today. The sets,
like,
look great.
That are
the
ahead
acting
of their time.
Is great. The directing is great. It's sci-fi at its best, and then Ripley goes head to head with an alien queen in there. God damn,
not,
that's awesome.
I'm not too much of a sci-fi guy though.
See, I love sci-fi. Now, this ties into the trilogy talk that we were talking about earlier. Alien 3, I remember
sucks.
Watching it. Yes, it sucked, and it was boring as shit. And just to make things short. Ripley crash. She's in cryo sleep again for the second time. She lands on this planet that's like a prison. Long story short, she kills herself in the end. It should be over. But then just Hollywood likes to try to make money. So they came out with this movie called Alien Resurrection where they clone Ripley and she's like half alien, half human.
Oh, God.
It's just a Clay from Sons of Anarchy, Ron Perlman comes out in this movie.
Oh.
And it's just a. It's just pretty bad. Let me keep going. It does get worse because the next movie was Alien versus Predator, and that one was stupid. But you know what? I was actually I saw that one in the theaters, and I was pumped up about to see it because I really wanted to. I love Predator.
Was there a Predator 3? No.
No, there was
part two. I didn't like part two at all.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about the Predators, but it was Predator 1. It was just called Predator. The second one is called Predators. Predator 2 with Danny Glover. That shit sucked ass.
That was horrible.
And then there's another one directed by Robert Rodriguez called Predators.
Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne is in it, and I forget that other actor's name. Anyways, so Alien versus Predator, it's fucking stupid. But I felt like it was satisfying because I got to see the Predators finally fight the aliens. As a kid. I was still a kid. I think I was still in high school maybe when this came out. Now, you think things got that bad at that point? Well, it could only get worse, right? So they came out with Aliens versus Predator 2, which I saw that one in theaters. And I remember being so mad.
Wow. I can't believe you even saw that after the first one.
Boss Playa took me, my brother-in-law took me to go see that. So he bought the tickets. If he didn't buy the tickets, I would have walked out in the first fucking 20 minutes. That movie is fucking god awful. That movie, it was like putting... You've watched Friday the 13th movies?
Yeah.
I was so mad. It seemed like they just dropped the alien and the predator into this little cabin forest town from a Jason Voorhees movie. And it's just a bunch of teens running around having sex and getting drunk while these two... Titans are battling it out.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I wanted my money back, and but I could. I didn't want to say anything to Boss Player because I think he liked it. Yeah, it was god awful. So what I'm leading to now, so Ridley Scott has come back, and he has come back. The director of the first Alien, he's come back to his baby. He made Prometheus. Have you seen Prometheus?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
So in Prometheus, now see, this is where they have they have expanded on this alien universe, and I love it because a lot of people hated it, but they're not people aren't grasping what the fuck is it called, like the submarine? No, like the under the surface implement of this movie. I don't even know what I just said makes sense. But in this movie, there's scientists on Earth. It's in the same universe. So it's like a prequel to Alien. So these scientists are trying to figure out how man was made. Who created man? Who created mankind, right? So they go all around the world and find all these archaeological maps of the stars. And they're all different parts of the world, but it all has the same map. So they jump on this spaceship that's funded by Weyland Industries, like I was saying earlier. They go to this space system, this star system, where they think that these fucking aliens that created them live there. They end up going there, and they go to the planet, and these aliens, they call them engineers because they engineered us. They're all dead. And they said in the movie that they were heading back to Earth 2,000 years ago to spread these weapons that are like this black goo shit that's in these black canisters. They were going to drop it on humans and kill all the human race. Now, originally, this movie was not going to be part of Alien. It wasn't going to be part of that universe at all. But Ridley Scott is a big fan of... ancient aliens. He read the book called Chariot of the Gods, which says that humans are descendants of an alien race, and he wanted to make a movie where it kind of was like aliens made us, and it implies in this planet they call it LV-233, which is a Bible scripture, and then they were supposed to head back 2,000 years ago. Why? Is because they want to imply on the whole space Jesus thing. Have you ever heard about this before?
No.
That Jesus Christ was not the Son of God like we think, but that Jesus Christ was actually an alien hybrid trying to warn the human race that they're going in the wrong direction, sent by other aliens, and then we ended up crucifying them. So these aliens, these engineers, were so pissed that the humans killed their messenger, that they were going to come with those canisters and unleash that black ooze shit and kill all of them.
Okay.
To me, I was like, wow, that sounds so fucking cool. And it turns out that those engineers did engineer us because our DNA is the same. And then it kind of leaves off with the main character going to the engineer's planet. And that... I said in the first Alien, there's like a big alien with a spacesuit on. And there's a hole in his chest. That's the same alien. That's the same engineer that's in this one. So they expanded on that. And it's great. Which leads us to May 19th, Alien Covenant.
Huh.
It's the sequel to Prometheus. Ooh. It seems like it's going to be, to me, from the trailers, it looks like it's just going to be another alien movie where the aliens are just hunting down humans. But I hope and I pray to God, I'm not going to have my hopes up. But I hope they expand on this engineer universe. I want to see their home planet. And I want them to expand more on maybe like the space Jesus theory. Because that thing is titillating.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have confidence in it. It's Hollywood.
But Ridley Scott is directing this one too.
Yeah, but so did George Lucas when he produced the other three Star Wars that came out.
He didn't produce it. He wrote and directed those.
Yeah. So although, that's even worse. I did like Revenge of the Sith, which you could say is another part three. Movies that though that so Jurassic Park 3,
terrible.
Friday After Next,
terrible.
That was a bad one too. A franchise that that broke that curse, you could say, Rocky 3, because I loved Rocky 3. That was a good movie.
But you can't call Rocky a trilogy because there's like seven movies.
Yeah,
you can't call it.
So it disqualifies itself.
Yeah. I'll tell you what trilogy sucks, or what third movie sucks. RoboCop 3. You're fucking terrible. What? That is fucking.
I mean, the list can keep going. Like I just thought of Jurassic Park 3. That one's grade A shit. Like, I'm sure there's more we haven't thought of, but the list can keep growing. I guarantee it.
I'm trying to think of trilogies now. I'm kind of stuck on this. I want to keep going, but I can't think of one.
I think I've hit a dead end.
I think.
But I know there's more.
Oh well. X-Men fans always say that X-Men Last Stand sucks.
Okay.
And then there's fucking...
But isn't there like more X-Men
No, but then
movies?
They rebooted the series, and then it's X-Men First Class, then X-Men Days of Future Past. Both of them were good. And then the third one, X-Men Apocalypse, which just took a big steaming dump on my chest. It was terrible. That sucked too.
Fast and the Furious became the whole thing.
And then Iron Man 3. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you said don't watch Iron Man 3. Oh,
you remember... what was your... what was your reaction to Iron Man Part 1?
That was a good movie. I liked it.
Why?
It was sick. Why? Probably because Tony Stark was a badass. Like,
yes.
He was just a badass. Like, I liked his outside character, outside of the suit. And
but the story was good, too?
Yeah, the story was good. Everything was good about it.
And like, it was cool because it's kind of like, try to make, like, the suit as realistic as possible. Like, him building it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just think of Iron Man 3 as the complete opposite of what you just said. It's just fucking terrible. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you told me
it's,
not to watch
it's
that
just
one.
Garbage. And it's not... I can't really say... I don't know.
I think you part said two to skip sucks that too. One. When I plan to watch all the Avenger movies eventually, I think you had said don't watch part three.
Just stay away from those movies. It makes no sense. You know, like in the end, so in part one, they explain that thing that he gets in the chest, it's called the arc reactor. That powers up the Iron Man suits, correct?
Uh-huh.
So in part three, he gets it taken out, but then in the Avenger movies after that, he's controlling his suits. It makes no sense. What were they thinking? It doesn't make any... That's what makes Tony Stark so special is that he has the arc reactor built into his chest. It's preventing those shrapnel or whatever it's called, from piercing his heart, and it's powering the suit at the same time. Well, they took it out of him in part three, but then in the Avenger movies, he's powering... I don't even know how he's powering the suits. Makes no sense.
And... I don't think this counts, but I know the original Batman movies, like you had the first one with, what's his name, Jack Nicholson?
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah, and then you had Batman Returns. And then wasn't the one that came out right after that one, like a big pile of shit? But they don't
Batman
relate
Forever.
To each other, right? I mean...
No, actually, Batman Forever, the third one, is a third one
is
to
it?
The first
oh, yeah,
two.
That was complete shit, right?
It's complete fucking shit. Because, wait a minute.
The one with Mr. Freeze or some shit like that?
Wow, you know what, man? That's a good, because the part three, Batman and Robin, or Batman Forever, then Batman and Robin were directed by Joel Schumacher. The first two were directed by Tim Burton. Now, you brought up a good question. Are they sequels to part one and part two?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they are.
Well, I think they are. I always,
as a kid, you think they are.
No, but even as an adult, I thought that they were because it's the same Alfred from part one and part two.
Oh, then that would make sense. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, and I think it's the same. I think it's the same Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
So yeah, it is a part three and part four.
That one sucks.
I would say Batman Forever is worse than Batman and Robin. At least Batman and Robin, I could watch it and laugh because it's so bad. Batman Forever is fucking boring.
But you know
boring.
What's weird, too? I never watched Batman Forever because for some odd reason, I knew it sucked.
Jim Carrey was a villain. At that time, Jim Carrey was like the funny guy. How's he going to be a villain?
Whole thing, I always bail on the part threes. Gears of War Part 3. I never played that game because I knew it sucked.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'm all part threed out, bro. What do you think? We ride this train home or what?
Part three.
You got anything else to say, bud?
No, fuck part threes.
Ooh, man. Oh, well. I'll tell you one thing, Wretch. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about you, but I learned a lot of things today. What did you learn today?
I learned that anime's cool.
It sure is, especially the cosplay that comes from it.
I have a new, I've discovered it, and I like it. Now I'm searching for more.
I learned that you can't trust State Farm and that it's rude to tell somebody that bought a movie ticket that the movie sucks.
If you ever watched the movie The Hateful Eight?
I did watch it.
What did you learn from that movie?
I'm not saying that. Not on air. Don't try to corner me, you son of a bitch. I'm not saying that live on air. I learned today that there's part threes are terrible.
I learned there's a sex tape with Megan Fox, and I need to find it.
No, it's leaked sex tape, sex photos. It's not it's just the photos. That photo looked pretty legit.
Yeah.
I learned today that James Harden is a complete fraud. That Hillary Clinton is the Falcons in real life, or just she pulled the Falcons. She thought the race was over in October. It's not over in October. It's over in November. She forgot there was one quarter left.
Our country is still intact.
We're not dead yet.
The Russians are coming, though.
You think so?
That's if you listen to the Dems long enough, you'll convince yourself that the Russians are coming.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen all these riotings of like these liberals like trying to beat up these right wing protesters?
Oh,
but
yeah.
The right wing protesters are like former army and like Navy guys. So, like, these liberal guys are just getting their asses kicked.
You can see videos of these biker Trump guys, like, punking these Dem faggots that are, like, burning flags.
I saw a picture.
They confront them.
I saw a still picture of one of these former, like, army guys, like, giving one of those liberal guys a wedgie.
Yeah, I saw a video of some faggots burning a flag, and then all these Trump supporters come, and they run them off.
Oh, God. Well, anyways, it's good to be back. Take it easy, America. We'll see you next time.